This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 96,000 crore rupees in Bihar and Uttar Pradesh today. In Bihar, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 48,520 crore rupees at Bikramganj in Rohtas district this morning. In Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur this afternoon. These projects are aimed at boosting the region's infrastructure and connectivity. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting at the Chandrasekhar Azad University of Agriculture and Technology ground. Yesterday, on the first leg of his two-day visit to Bihar, Prime Minister Modi held a grand roadshow in Patna after inaugurating the new terminal building of Jai Prakash Narayan International Patna Airport. He also laid the foundation stone for the second airport of Patna at Bihta. Earlier, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of city-based gas distribution project in the Alipurduar district of West Bengal. Speaking at the event, Prime Minister said the development of Bengal forms the foundation of India's future. The Prime Minister also virtually laid the foundation stone and inaugurated multiple development projects in Sikkim. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting in Jammu last night to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Shah also reviewed security and other arrangements for the annual Amarnath Yatra. He was briefed about the security measures for the Yatra. Mr. Shah arrived in Jammu yesterday evening on a two-day visit to the Union Territory. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India plans to develop five prototypes of the fifth-generation stealth fighter jet, the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft, AMCA, before undertaking its series production. Addressing the CII Business Summit in New Delhi, he said Make in India is an essential component in our national security and it played a key role in India's effective action against terrorism during Operation Sindoor. Defence Minister emphasised that through the AMCA execution model, the private sector will get an opportunity to participate in a mega defence project along with public sector companies for the first time.
रक्षा क्षेत्र में सेल्फ रिलायंस एमका प्रोजेक्ट को जो फिफ्थ जनरेशन फाइटर एयरक्राफ्ट भारत में ही बनाने का प्रोजेक्ट है उसको आगे बढ़ाने की एग्जीक्यूशन मॉडल को मंजूरी दे दी है ये एक बहुत ही बोल्ड डिसाइसिव डिसीजन लिया गया है जो भारत की डिफेंस कैपेबिलिटीज को मजबूती प्रदान करने के साथ साथ इस देश में एरोस्पेस सेक्टर को एक डेप्थ और एक नई हाइट प्रदान करेगा.
As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the seven multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. The all-party parliamentary delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, reached Bogota, the capital of Colombia. During a media interaction, Mr. Tharoor said there can be no equivalence between those who dispatch terrorists and those who resist them. Another high-level delegation led by NCP SP MP Supriya Sule concluded its diplomatic visit to South Africa today. Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, or PB Shabd, has invited YouTubers, podcasters and video editors to register for its free services. A report.
Prasar Bharati Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic and safe-to-use content. It offers free, authentic media assets for YouTubers and creators with no paywall and no risk. Shabd has a robust network of over 1,500 reporters, correspondents and stringers supported by 60 dedicated edit desks operating round-the-clock to provide comprehensive coverage. With Suparna's report, Sanyukta Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Delhi police has said that approximately 900 illegal Bangladeshi nationals residing in the national capital have been identified and will be deported after proper verification. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB stormed into the final after defeating table toppers Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier in Chandigarh last night. All eyes will now turn to the clash between Gujarat Titans and Mumbai Indians, who face off in the eliminator this evening in Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.